Could you read in Psalm 22, please? 22nd Psalm. And I too will try to be as short as I can. Psalm 22 and verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Verse 11. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Verse 19. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. One further reading in Hebrews, please, chapter 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Let your conversation, your manner of life, be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Each one of the verses we read here in Psalm 22, Hebrews 13, has the word help in it, or a form of help. Actually, the word in its various forms is found way over 160 times in our King James Bibles. Brother, sister, the Lord knows how helpless we are in ourselves. We're like little children. The problem is often we don't realize it. We don't realize our helplessness. We live independently of the Lord. We don't let him help us. And he wants to. And sometimes we do realize our helplessness. And we despair. And we don't let the Lord help us either because we don't trust him. It's touching in Psalm 22. The psalm that speaks so vividly of the suffering of the Lord Jesus. These three verses we read each have the word help in it and also the word far. And of course, describing the Lord Jesus all alone at a distance from God and none to help. Nobody to help him. Brother, sister, do you remember what it was like the day or the night the Lord saved you? Isn't that how we felt? There was nobody that could help us except the Lord himself. We were all alone with our sin. When he was on the cross, there was no one to help. Even though he had helped so many, no one to help him. Why is that? So that he could help you and me, even in our lives, even today. Isn't that what we read in Hebrews chapter 13? So that we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I won't be afraid. You know, I think most of us appreciate help just in a natural sense. I know not too long ago somebody hacked into my email account and my brother Stephen Moffat came to my rescue and was able to be, I appreciate that. And other times I've been on tech support. Sometimes you're with somebody halfway around the world, they take control of your computer, there's a glitch and you know what it's like. Computers are wonderful when they work, and when they don't, it's not so nice. So we appreciate help in that sense. Just this past week, I don't go to a doctor easily, I guess, but I had to go to one, and my ears were bothering me. He told me I had an ear infection, and he was a help. We appreciate help in a natural sense. But the Lord wants to help us in every sense, spiritually and in every way. Because we are without strength. You know, Romans 5 and 6, when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Whenever the Lord saved us, we are without strength, but we still are. Unfortunately, you know, we're saved a little while, the Lord helps us, and we think now we can do it on our own. We're without strength. The Lord Jesus said, without me, you can do what? A little bit? A lot? Nothing. Nothing. The Lord wants to help us in the present. Brother, sister, he wants to help you. We were speaking to the young people last night. This is what the Lord wants to do. He wants to be our all in all in every area of our life. Hasn't the Lord helped us in the past? Can you look back in your life and there are times, even if you've only been saved a little while, when you've been up against it and you were helpless. And by the grace of God, you look to him and he came in and there was no doubt in your mind that it was the Lord. Now, nobody else maybe would know. Things just seemed to go, you know, work out in your life, but you knew it was the Lord. I think about Samuel that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 7 when the Lord gave the Israelites a big victory over the Philistines. And Samuel sets up that stone, called it Ebenezer, the stone of help. And this is what he said. Hitherto, or so far, has the Lord helped us. So far. Listen, you and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Lord's help. We're not here because of anything in us. But the Lord's helped us in the past. He wants to help us in the future. You know, those words in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10 have been a help to so many. When the Lord says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. And then he says, yes, I will help you. I will help you. And I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, when I think of those words, I will help thee. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but I remember as a young Christian reading a biography of Hudson Taylor. It was titled God's Man in China. I think it was written by his son and his wife. I can't remember exactly, but it had a big impact on me, this man who trusted God. But one time, Hudson Taylor was very sick. He was laid up for a while. He had time to think. And when he got better, now, the place where he met with the Christians, they called it a meeting room. And, of course, it was in China. And he put up two banners at the very front. I guess it's something like this. And on the one banner, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, looking back. And on the other banner, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. The Lord will see, the Lord will provide. Is this the kind of God you have? So there was no one to help the Lord, so he can help you and me. Not just in the past, but in the present and the future. But you know, it doesn't stop there. With us, the Lord helping us. He wants to use us to be a help to others. Now, I've never been to Israel, like some, but my understanding is that the Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea, but there's no outflow. You know, we can be that way as Christians. No outflow. There's the Lord helping us, but there's no outflow. And we become stagnant. You know, the Lord wants us to be a help to others. Interesting that the first mention of help in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 2, when the Lord said, with regard to Adam, I will make him a help meet for him. Now that's not M-E-A-T, obviously. I will make him a help suitable for him or just right for him. And while I'm on this subject, brother, sister, if there's anything we need to wait on the Lord for and look to him to help us with, it's finding a partner in life. And I know we can get discouraged, we can get lonely, maybe when that doesn't happen, or maybe when we pursue a relationship and it becomes apparent that it's not the Lord's will, we can get discouraged. But you know, the Lord knows better than anyone else who is suitable, who is just right for us. And many have found out that even though there was a time when it looked very dark as far as a prospect for a life's partner, yet by the grace of God, just trusting in the Lord comes in and helps. And the partner he brings, not that you never have difficulties or challenges, I mean, every marriage has that, but you'll find the person is just right for you. God knows best. It's always best to leave the choice with him. So the Lord wants to help us to help in the home. He wants the wife. That's what the Lord said. I will make him a help, somebody to help him. But it isn't just the wife helping the husband. It's the husband helping the wife too. And I believe we each have a responsibility, husbands and wives, to see the other develop spiritually. Somebody said to, you know, see your wife bloom. Am I doing that? And I will say, it's just not husbands and wives or fathers and mothers, but it's kids can be a help in the home too. You know, when I was a teenager, I wasn't saved and pretty self-centered and just living for myself. And I had no idea of the help that I could have been in the home. And it was more of a distraction than a grief. Young brother, sister, still living under your parents' roof. Are you a help in the home? Do you do everything you can, or do you, you know, let your parents do everything and you're just doing your own thing? The Lord wants to be a help to us so we can be a help. First of all, in the home, but secondly, in the assembly. In 1 Corinthians 12, we read these words, that God has set in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, and there's a list of 8 gifts. And then he says, right in the middle there, the gifts of helps. Not an apostle, not a teacher, but just the gift of being in help. And you know, I know some Christians. And they may not be known worldwide or, you know, but I'll tell you, they have the, I was going to say, uncanny ability. It's a God-given ability just to be a help. Just to be a help. And there are times when you don't need somebody to preach, you don't need somebody to do this or that, you just need somebody to help with whatever. And it's interesting that in Acts chapter 27, when the Apostle Paul is being taken to prison in Rome, you know, he was on that ship and there was a big storm in the Mediterranean and nobody knew what to do. What do we read? That the sailors used helps undergirding the ship. Now, I don't know exactly what they did. I'm no sailor, but the impression I get is that they got some heavy rope, maybe started at the front, a couple of them, and just allowed that rope to go underneath the ship. And when they got it so far, they cinched it up, and maybe they did it different places. What for? To keep the ship together in the storm. It was a help. And you know, what a tremendous thing it is in God's assemblies. Whether things are peaceful, whether there's storms, it's a wonderful thing when there are those who can be a help to keep everything together. And you know what's interesting too is those ropes or whatever it was that the sailors used to keep Paul's ship together, you wouldn't have seen most of it. It's underwater. And a lot of help that is given by some people, most people don't know about it. The gift of helps. Every assembly needs this. None to help the Lord, so we can say the Lord is my helper, so we can be a help. Now, some might have this gift in more greater quantity than others, but it's nice, whatever we can do, to be a help. Just one more thing. Lord wants us not only to be a help in the home, in the assembly, but in the world. And I Think of those words. Was it on Paul's second missionary journey when the Spirit of God wouldn't let him go to the right, wouldn't let him go to the left? And then Paul has that vision, that man in Macedonia. He says, come over into Macedonia and what? And help us. Help us. They needed the gospel. And people today in the world need the gospel. And I know in North America, it seems that nobody's interested anymore. I mean, you can go somewhere and start having gospel meetings and hardly anybody comes out. Whereas 50, 80 years ago, people had come out of curiosity, if nothing else. Listen, people still need help. I needed help as a young man. And I didn't get that help at a gospel meeting. It was around a lady's kitchen table. She knew I needed help. She was in touch with God. And God used her to be a help to me, to pour the gospel into my ear and into my soul. Now, we all have different spheres of service. You know, you're in touch with, and you'll reach, be able to reach people that maybe no preacher ever would. No one to help Christ. Touching words, all alone, at a distance. No one to help him so that you and I can say in our lives here in 2011, the Lord is my helper. To be able to say that boldly with confidence, is the Lord your helper? Are you trusting him to help you in whatever challenges you're facing? The Lord is my helper, very personal. He wants to help you. He wants to help me so that we can be a help to others.